Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having Gary Moore back on the show. Gary's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, he's an original member all the way back to 1998. Later this year, we'll celebrate our 12th anniversary with Gary, and we're looking forward to that already. Gary's former vice president of investments at Payne Webber. That was in another life. He went out on his own and started his own investment company, which he still operates right now. He's a disciple of Sir John Templeton, and which produced his book, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. That's one of my favorites still. His latest book is called Faithful Finances 101, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. It's always a lesson in humility.
It's good to have you back, Gary, as always. Gary, the stock market is always known as a leading indicator of what the economy's doing. And if the stock market's, you know, having some trouble, then that's a leading indicator that way. And if it's surging like it has been for the last 11 months or so, it's an indicator in that direction. But it seems to be getting a little bit far out front. It seems to be like going over the horizon a little bit on the regular economy, and it seems to have. There's an old joke about the train robbers the bank robbers, and one group went off with the money one way, and the other two went off the other way, and one said to the other, who didn't have the money, it looks like they got a plan, and the other guy said, yeah, but looks like we're not part of it. So it kind of looks like the Wall Street has a plan, but maybe the rest of us aren't part of it. What do you think?
Yeah, that's been going on for some time now, Jim. This era, people don't understand it. The era your parents grew up in and my parents grew up in, it was basically the real economy, and people produced goods and services, and we, and there was enough money around to expedite that, if you will. And we've kind of had the financialization of America, and what it means is that roughly 25% of our GDP and what people do is just trade paper around, and that's a different game.
Mm-hmm.
The way I explain it is visualize a pipeline. When I joined Wall Street, there would be people with excess money here in Florida, for example, retirees, and then there would be on one end of the pipeline, and on the other end of the pipeline, there would be someone who needed that to do something good for society. And basically, we were like a little motor in the middle, and we got paid 10% of the nation's GDP to keep that money flowing from one person to another. And we sat there and we watched all this money flowing by, and we said, why are we just acting like a motor? Why don't we just put some siphons on this deal?
Mm-hmm.
We began proprietary trading, it's called, and at one point, if I'm not mistaken, at the peak, like 99, financial services got up to like 40% of GDP.
Wow.
I mean, it was crazy. All everybody was doing. Remember day traders?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. People sitting in their homes doing nothing but trading paper all day. And it wasn't just Wall Street. It was all of us. And the financial services industries grew and so on and so on. So that's what's happened. And today the problem is we've got so much money out there that we really don't know where to put it to produce goods and services.
And so it winds up going. It winds up seeking. Some of it winds up seeking things that are not productive. They're just investments for their own sake.
Well, I call it casino capitalism.
That's what a lot of people have called it.
Well, and my interpretation of that, and that usually infers just trading for the paper. And okay, but think about going to a casino, Jim, and just putting your coins in. You're only thinking about one thing. You don't care what goes on inside that machine. You're just looking at the payout to you, right?
Right.
Okay, and then the croupiers take their cut, and the casino operators, in other words, and you get that back, and you don't care if that's done anything or not. Well, the secret is, and what I specialize in these days, understanding the system, is there's some forms of investing called socially responsible investing, community development banking, and so on, that actually looks in that machine and says, you know, I really care what goes on in
here.
And I'd really like for it to be doing something beneficial for others as well as me. Now, I'm interested in my payout, but I want to make sure that it's helping someone else. And here's the paradox, Jim. As the subprime mortgage crisis proved, is that the more you look into that machine today, the better the odds of it actually getting back to you some of your money.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Gary. I want to come. We're going to come right back to that, folks. He's getting to the nut of this matter, to the point of this whole matter, all this stuff, all this reform stuff that's going on. It's gotta come from within us, folks, not from the government, not from just laws. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.